Good morning, folks. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And it's Saturday, folks, and this is Amy's Kids Show. And this is Amy, and I'm so excited to be here again, guys. Saturday's my favorite day of the week, and I'm wondering how have you been? How's your week been? Have you been enjoying your summer? It's summertime up here in central Vermont. It doesn't necessarily feel like it all the time. It's been a little chilly this week, but it's also been really nice. The leaves are out and the plants are out and the birds are out. And boy, guys, I have exciting news. I have baby chicks at my house. Baby chicks? Oh, it's so exciting. I've had some mother hens sitting on some eggs for 21 days, and the other day they hatched. Oh, and it's so exciting. And these chickens were so good and well-behaved. They sat there literally for 21 days. We had to actually pick them up and put them outside so that they would take a break every day and get something to eat and drink and stretch. And it was really funny to watch them stretch out their wings after sitting for 24 hours. But other than that, they sat and they were very patient with these eggs. And now they're being very good mothers still. And so today we're celebrating mothers. We're celebrating chickens, of course, as always. But especially this week, we're celebrating chickens on Amy's Kids Show. And we're also celebrating elephants. Elephants and chickens, what do the two things have in common? Well, mothering is kind of an instinct that they both have, although they both do it in a very different way. And here on Amy's Kids Show, we've been learning about the parts of the brain. We've been learning about our reptile brain, which is at the base of our skull, which chickens and lizards and turtles and any animals that lay eggs and have leathery skin and maybe feathers sometimes, those are reptiles. And they're a special kind of animal, and they all have a reptile brain like we do. But they don't have the other parts that we have. See, on top of our reptile brain that humans have, we also have another layer called the mammal brain. Now, mammals are animals with hair. Mammals are animals that have babies not in eggs, but have living babies born. And mothers are very good to them, and papas are very good to them. And well, even with reptiles, mamas and papas can be really good to each other. So we're going to be learning about some of the differences that those creatures have when it comes to parenting and when it comes to just life in general and thinking things over and working together. That's what we're going to be examining, and see if you can guess which story we're going to read today that brings those two animals together. A mama elephant and an egg. We'll ponder that for a while. We've got some baby songs coming up. Enjoy, guys.
Chop, chop. Priscilla has a rocking chair. Rock a little baby rock. She will show you if you ever go there. Rock a little baby rock. Climb in the chair and away you go. Rock a little baby rock along. You'll be tickled from head to toe. Rock a little baby rock. Rock a little baby rock. Aunt Priscilla has an old Ford car. Rock a little baby rock. It will rock you, but it won't. Chesterfield, rock a little baby rock. The springs are good, but the upholstery's peeled. Rock a little baby rock. Climb on the springs and away you go. Rock a little baby rock a lot. You'll be tickled from head to toe. Rock a little baby rock. Rock a little baby rock. And Priscilla feather bed, rock a little baby rock. You'll be sleeping if you lay your head. Rock a little baby rock.
You'd like to know how do brand new babies get into this house? I'd like to know. You know, I got the same question. Where do the little babies come from anyway? I really want to know the answer to that question. I guess the flowers bring some, the cheese brings some, the birds bring some, and the cars bring some. I guess everything else got to bring some too. Sometimes the train brings some. Yes, new baby train. I guess the little babies come along just about any way they can. Cars, trucks, tractors, airplanes, any way they can come along. But here's the way they might come: on a train, new baby train, yeah, new baby train. Sound when he's standing still. Wait, my dad conducted it. Start up. All the little babies are looking out the windows, wondering which house they're gonna get off at, you know? Starts up kind of slow, blowing the whistle, letting out that steam. Yeah, you know it sounds kind of like this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My baby is a genius. Did you hear what he just said? Move over, Einstein. His genius is genuine. Just imagine what's in his head.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius.
Yep, yep.
My baby's so doggone smart.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius. And I love him with all my heart.
I want to tell you something about an Allosaurus.
An Allosaurus?
It's a dinosaur. It can eat a whole Tyrannosaurus Rex in one bite.
What does it have for dessert?
Spinosauruses.
My baby is a genius. Just look at my baby crow. Hey, Mr. Balanchine, I think you see what I mean. He's on his way to Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby is a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby's so doggone smart.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby is a genius, and I love him with all my heart. And he must have such an IQ, and I would like you to just listen to how he verbalizes. Yep, yep. And I bet you a dollar he's gonna be a scholar, talking magna cum laude. He's gonna be proud. I'm so proud of you.
baby. I want to talk about lizards. One lizard? It can eat a whole crocodile.
You're kidding.
No, it can't.
Well, what do you like to eat?
Ice cream.
My baby is my baby. Is he a genius? Well, I don't know. Maybe, but my baby's smart enough to know, ooh, that I love him so.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius.
Yep, yep.
My baby's so doggone smart.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius, 'cause he knows I love him with all my heart. Yes, I love him.
About the babies.
Baby go do 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 do, baby go do 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 do, baby go do 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 do.
down the slide, do 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 do, down the slide, do 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 do, down the slide, do 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 do, down the slide. Stand on mom, do 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 do, stand on mom, do 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 do, stand on mom, do 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 do, stand on mom. Now let's jump, do 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 do, now let's jump, do 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 do, now let's jump, do 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 do, now let's jump. Let's run fast, do 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 do, let's run fast, do 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 do, let's run fast, do 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 do, let's run fast. On the hay, do 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 do, on the hay, do 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 do, on the hay, do 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 do, on the hay. Don't you fall, do 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 do, don't you fall, do 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 do, don't you fall, do 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 do, don't you fall. Time to eat, do 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 do, time to eat, do 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 do, time to eat, do 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 do, time to eat. Now let's rest, do 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 do, now let's rest, do 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 do, now let's rest, do 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 do, now let's rest. Baby go do 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 do, baby go do 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 do, baby go do 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 do, baby go.
Jumped to his feet. Junior elephant hip hop.
Hip hop.
Junior elephant hip hop.
Hip hop.
Curl your trunk up tight and put your ears out straight. Junior elephant hip hop just can't wait. The pretty little elephant said with a smile, "You can dance that well, well I'll give it a try. Put 1 foot forward and jump with a hop. Hip hop just can't stop. Junior elephant hip hop. Junior elephant hip hop. Curl your trunk up tight and put your ears out straight. Junior elephant hip hop just can't stop."
Starfish shine, starfish shine. That's how starfish shine. Starfish shine, starfish shine. How does the moon beam? The moon beam, the moon beam. How does the moon beam? The moon beam, the moon beam. Well, the day turns to night and the stars shine bright, and the little sleepy heads get tucked into beds. Their little dreams are so sweet it seems that the moon up above just beams with love. That's how the moon beams, the moon beams, the moon beams. That's how the moon beams, the moon beams, the moon beams. That's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. That's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. That's how starfish shine, starfish shine. Starfish shine. That's how starfish shine. Starfish shine. Starfish shine. That's how the moon beams. The moon beams. The moon beams. That's how the moon beams. The moon beams. The moon beams.
You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push, push, you gotta push, push, if you wanna get the elephant on the bus. You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push the elephant, push, push, if you wanna get the elephant
out of the house.
You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push the elephant, push, push, if you wanna get the elephant
over the hill.
You gotta push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push, push, you gotta push the elephant, push the elephant, push, push, if you wanna get the elephant
back to the jungle.
Okay, girls, let's push. Push the elephant, push, push.
Push the
folks, I hope you were having fun pushing the elephant. I was having fun imagining I was pushing the elephant and doing the elephant hip hop. That was a lot of fun dancing around too. So we are celebrating elephants and pushing elephants. Boy, that would be a hard thing to do. Can you imagine? There are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, elephants are very determined, which we're going to learn about in our story here today. When they set their mind on something, boy, they do it their way. It's very hard to convince them to do something else. And second thing is they're so large, right? They're so big and heavy. That's one of their special talents on the planet, actually. And it turns out that helps keep them, warm in the wintertime, because I was just looking up elephant hair. You know, because I was thinking about it, I just told you all that reptiles are animals that don't have hair, and mammals are animals that do. And then I thought about an elephant, and I thought, well, do elephants have hair? I don't imagine them as having hair when I think about them, but I looked it up, and in fact, they do. They do have hair, and little baby ones especially have little tops of hair on the tops of their heads and down their back, but they do lose a lot of that baby hair, and they end up with one hair per square inch on their body. Just one hair per square inch. So not very much. They do have a little tuft on the tip of their tail. But for example, we humans, we have on our heads, we have over 1,000 hairs, individual hairs per square inch, per a little inch. If you go an inch, an inch, an inch, an inch in a square, that size. So we do have a lot more hair than elephants. And so the question was, how do they stay warm when it gets cold? Well, they are so big, actually, that their insides are bigger than their outsides, than their surface area. And so they can actually keep quite a bit of heat inside. Of course, they don't live where it's very cold, but they do live in places where it can get a little chilly. Like right here in Vermont, it's a little chilly, right? Even though it's summertime. So the reason why I was thinking about elephants, and I've been thinking about chickens. Well, you know why I've been thinking about chickens, because I've had some baby chicks hatching at my house. And I was reading a chicken magazine, doing a little studying on chicken behavior and chicken mothers and things. And what this one article was saying is it said that there is no evidence of friendship bonds amongst chickens, that chickens don't make friends, that because they're reptiles, they're in the reptile family, they're different than mammals. They don't get all cuddly and close to others. You know, they like to hang out with ones they're familiar with, that they've spent some time with. They get to know you over time and they like to be with you, but they don't particularly pick out friendships. And this article said social intelligence in chickens is highly complex, but appears to lack the emotional complexity seen in mammals, such as goats and donkeys. So even in this article, they're talking about how mammals are different. We have, you know, more social relationships with others besides just our children and our parents, and the ones we're familiar with. We actually build more intense bonds. Well, this story, when I picked up this book the other day, I thought, wow, you know, I had forgotten about this story. I hadn't read it in a long time. And this brings it all together and kind of explains the differences. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Did you guess what the story was today? Anybody out there have a guess? Where does an elephant and an egg come together? Well, of course, it's in Dr. Seuss's Horton Hatches the Egg. So here we go. The faithfulness of elephants. Sighed Maisie, a lazy bird hatching an egg. I'm tired and bored, and I've kinks in my leg from sitting, just sitting here, day after day. It's work. How I hate it. I'd much rather play. I'd take a vacation, fly off for a rest, if I could find someone to stay on my nest. If I could find someone, I'd fly away free. Then Horton, the elephant, passed by her tree. Hello, called the lazy bird, smiling her best. You've nothing to do, and I need a rest. Would you like to sit on the egg in my nest?
Me on your egg? Why, that doesn't make sense. Your egg is so small, ma'am, and I'm so immense. I can't, said the elephant.
Please, begged the bird. I won't be gone long, sir. I give you my word. I'll hurry right back. Why, I'll never be missed.
Very well, said the elephant, since you insist. You want a vacation? Go fly off and take it. I'll sit on your egg and I'll try not to break it. I'll stay and I'll be faithful. I mean what I say. An elephant's faithful, 100%.
Toodaloo, sang out Maisie and fluttered away.
The first thing to do, murmured Horton. Let's see, the first thing to do is to prop up this tree and make it much stronger. That has to be done before I get on it. I must weigh a ton. Then carefully, tenderly, gently he crept up the trunk to the nest where the little egg slept. And he sat all that day, and he kept the egg warm. And he sat all that night through a terrible storm.
I wish she'd come back, 'cause I'm cold and I'm wet. I hope that Maisie bird doesn't forget.
But Maisie, by this time, was far beyond reach, enjoying the sunshine way off in Palm Beach. And having such fun, such a wonderful rest, she decided she'd never go back to that nest. So Horton kept sitting there day after day, and soon it was autumn. The leaves blew away, and then came the winter, the snow and the sleet. and icicles hung from his trunk and his feet. Boy, and we know how he stayed warm without fur, don't we, guys? His big mass helps him stay warm. Good thing, because he's keeping that egg warm, too. He has responsibilities. But Horton kept sitting and said with a sneeze, "Achoo! I'll stay on this egg, and I won't let it freeze. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. So poor Horton sat there the whole winter through. And then came the springtime with troubles anew. His friends gathered round and they shouted with glee, "Look, Horton up in that tree." They taunted, they teased him. They yelled, "How absurd! Old Horton the elephant thinks he's a bird." They laughed and they laughed. And then they all ran away. And Horton was lonely. He wanted to play. But he sat on that egg and boldly would say, "No matter what happens, this egg must be tended." Yet poor Horton's troubles were far, far from ended. For while Horton sat there, so faithful, so kind, three hunters came sneaking up softly behind. "Look," they all shouted. "Can such a thing be? An elephant sitting on top of a tree? Let's take him alive. Why, he's terribly funny. We'll sell him to America, to a circus for money." And the first thing he knew, they had built a big wagon with ropes on the front for the pullers to drag on. They dug up his tree and they put it inside, with Horton so sad that he practically cried. "We're off," the men shouted, and off they all went, with Horton unhappy 100%. After bobbing around for 2 weeks like a cork, they landed at last in the town of New York. Sold to a circus, then week after week, they showed him to people at 10 cents a peek. They took him to Boston, to Kalamazoo, Chicago, Weehawken, and Washington, too. And everywhere thousands of folks flocked to see and laugh at the elephant up in a tree. Then, one day, the circus show happened to reach a town way down south, not so far from Palm Beach. And dawdling along way up in the sky, who of all people should chance to fly by but that old good-for-nothing bird, Runaway Maisie, still on vacation and still just as lazy. And she swooped from the clouds through an open tent door. "Good gracious," gasped Maisie, "I've seen you before." Poor Horton looked up with his face white as chalk. He started to speak, but before he could talk, there rang out the noisiest, air-splitting squeaks from the egg that he'd sat on for 51 weeks. A thumping, a bumping, a wild, alive scratching. "My egg," shouted Horton. "My egg, why, it's hatching." "But it's mine," screamed the bird when she heard the egg crack. The work was all done. Now she wanted it back. Poor Horton backed down with a sad, heavy heart. But at that very instant, the egg burst apart, and out of the pieces of red and white shell, from the egg that he'd sat on so long and so well, Horton the elephant saw something whiz. It had ears and a tail and a trunk just like his. And the people came shouting, "What's this all about?" They looked and they stared with their eyes popping out. "My goodness, my gracious," they shouted. "My word, it's something brand new. It's an elephant bird." Wow, the end. An elephant bird. Well, I don't know if that's possible, guys, but boy, I wish it would be, right? So thank you for listening. That was Dr. Seuss's story. We're going to get back to some music here. We've got some songs, more songs about babies. One from Dumbo, Baby Mine, which is another elephant that has a famous baby that actually was in the circus too. A lot of parallels actually between Horton the elephant and Dumbo and Dumbo's mom and how well she took care of him even when people were picking on poor little Dumbo because of his big ears. His mama stood up for him. So we've got some songs, shout outs to Dumbo's mom here and to Dumbo. So thank you for joining me. This is Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep celebrating mammals and birds and eggs and baby chicks and you, of course. We celebrate you every day. Thanks for joining me.
Girls and boys, a friend of mine, Deidre Lacoste from New Orleans, taught me this musical game. She learned it from a teacher who played this game when she was a child. I've changed the game a little bit. Now I'll be singing about your skipping, your clapping, your walking, and other rhythms. But the rule of the game is that you do not do any of these rhythms until the kazoo is played. Now this is the sound of the kazoo. When the kazoo stops playing, you'll stop the activity also. Let's try it. Show me your skipping, hidey-roo. Show me your skipping, hidey-roo. Sing it with me. Show me your skipping, hidey-roo. Show me your skipping, hidey-roo. Walking, hidey-roo. Show me your walking, hidey-roo. All sing. Show me your walking, hidey-roo. A little louder. Show me your walking, hidey-roo. Show me your jumping, hidey-roo. Show me your jumping, hidey-roo. Sing it with me. Show me your jumping, hidey-roo. Show me your jumping, hidey-roo. Tiptoeing, hidey-roo. Show me your tiptoeing, hidey-roo. Sing it with me. Show me your tiptoeing, hidey-roo.
Show me your
snapping, hidey-roo. Show me your snapping, hidey-roo. Try it with me.
Show me your snapping, hidey-roo. Show me your snapping, hidey-roo.
Snap your fingers. Again.
Show me your clapping, hidey-roo. Show me your clapping, hidey-roo.
Sing it with me.
Show me your clapping, hidey-roo. Show me your clapping, hidey-roo.
Now clap.
Stamping, hidey-roo. Show me your stamping, hidey-roo.
Sing it.
Show me your stamping, hidey-roo. Show me your stamping, hidey-roo.
Now you can stamp.
What you want to, hidey-roo. Show me what you want to, anything, hidey-roo.
Sing it with me.
Show me what you want to, hidey-roo. Show me what you want to, hidey-roo.
Dance, skip, hop, dump.
Welcome back for the ending of Amy's Kids Show today. I hope you enjoyed that version of Baby Mine by Kenny Loggins. Wasn't that just so beautiful? It's such a beautiful song. And like I said, I was watching Dumbo the other day, which is a movie about an elephant and his mom, really, is a big part of the story. And it was just funny because mothers and parenting in general, whether they're fathers, mothers, all of us who come together and help to raise these children, whether they're baby chicks or they're mammals, right? It's an important job. It's a big job. And so there are a lot of feelings and connection that come along with parenting and things. And so we've been learning here on Amy's Kids Show about these different parts of our brain and what makes us the way we are, right? What makes us connect as families? What makes us connect as friends? Yeah, this has a lot to do with our brains and how our brains developed. And so we have a reptile part of our brain that acts like the bird, like Maisie, right? that really just wants to stay alive. You know, those reptile brains, they're always looking for danger. They're looking for food and drinks. They're looking for safety. And that's what that part of the brain does. And all creatures have that part of the brain. And that's an important part of the brain. But we mammals, we creatures with hair, even though we might not have very much hair all over our bodies, some of us have a lot, but some of us don't have so much. Like elephants only have one hair per square inch. That's not very much, but it does count and it does help. And so all of us mammals who have hair, we have another layer on our brain. Above the reptile layer, we have this mammal layer. And it is important for us to understand how our brains work so that we can understand how we work, right? And how things might influence us. And we are also learning about screens and television and TV because that's kind of a new invention. I mean, back in the old days when Dumbo was around and when Horton was around, these two famous elephants we learned about today, back when they were around, there wasn't any television or TV screens or movies. If people wanted to see strange things that they didn't have in their town and in their family, well, they'd go to the circus, right? Because the circus would travel around the country and bring these interesting, different things to them to see. Well, we don't have so many circuses anymore. We don't really need them anymore. We have these screens in our houses, right? And in our laps and in our pockets. And how are those screens getting the attention of our reptile brain? How are those screens teaching our mammal brains how to behave? Well, that's kind of what we're learning about here. So we did have to stop and learn a little bit about mammals today. I hope you had fun. I did, I know. I have a new appreciation for elephants and chickens and you, of course. You're fabulous. You're the greatest. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for joining me, and we'll get together again next week.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine.
Your dial's tuned to 91.1 WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick at 91.7.